Chapter 52. The Last Vigil. Battle Barge Charybdis Sanctum. Not for the first time, but almost certainly the last, Numeon bowed his head in reverence in the close confines of the sanctum. In defiance of reason, he had come here over and over again in search of the miraculous, looking for a sign to give him hope. For a while he thought he had found one, but now all Numeon saw was the recumbent form of his dead father, at rest, not in the earth of Nocturne, but safe at last. At least on Terra, Vulcan would be reunited with his father.
"I have failed you, father, and for that I am deeply sorry."
His half-choked words came out in a solemn rasp, as if speaking them only made the reality of his failure more palpable.
"I have tried, I have, and I have suffered, we all have. But there is no way back to Nocturne, not while the storm rages and the galaxy burns."
Vulcan did not answer, nor did he stir. He remained as he was, as he had ever been since embarking aboard the Charybdis, lifeless, a cold corpse.
"I believed if we could return you to the mountain, that in the fires you would..."
He crushed his eyes closed, breathing deeply to marshal his resolve. Fragments of the vision returned, the Crimson King's prophecy. Rising storm, tides of fire, thunder on the air, a burning path, the mountain. Death fire. "Look into the fire," Magnus had told him. Numeon opened his eyes. He wanted to give in and accept that at least they were alive and had reached safe harbor. Vulcan would be interred in the funerary vaults of Terra and honored across the ages. But something gave him pause. The epitaph on Vulcan's casket caught his eye.
"The unbound flame," Numeon said aloud.
"The fire. Look into the fire.
Who has seen the unbound flame?
Find your path.
A mountain looms above me, wreathed in morning cloud."
Numeon had thought Magnus meant his path, his destiny. Rising urgently to his feet, he realized he had deciphered the Crimson King's words wrongly. Ash had gathered at the base of Vulcan's casket, perhaps from a past vigil. Numeon touched his fingers to it and renewed the white sigil across his face. It meant resurrection.
"Vulcan lives,"
he whispered, the tears of hope in his eyes as he headed for the solatorium. At the clack of booted feet, Valkyr looked up from his reverie before the burning brazier.
"Are there shadows within the flames, chaplain?"
asked Numeon, keeping his voice low in respect of the sanctuary.
"I see Zon, Orn, Rand, Zadar, Kurak. I see the dead, brother captain. But never our father, never Vulcan," said Numeon, kneeling down beside Valkyr. "No, never Vulcan."
He met Numeon's gaze in a gesture of sincerity.
"I know we have not seen eye to eye on much regarding our father. I wish I could have believed, as you did, that he could be resurrected. But a swath of ash across your face cannot manifest miracles."
"We live? That is a miracle."
Valkyr nodded, returning to the flame.
"Indeed, some of us.
There is no one aboard this ship who feels their loss more than I. I am responsible for their deaths."
His mind wandered briefly as he remembered them. A hand on his shoulder lifted Numeon from his dark reverie. It is a great blow that we failed to reach Nocturne, but at least on Terra we can rejoin this war.
Your faith does you credit, Varkir. It always has. But we didn't fail. I did. Vulcan still lies in state because I could not get us through the storm.
We will go back, Artellus, when the war is over and Horus's rebellion crushed. Vulcan shall be laid to rest.
I know we will, but it is not I who will lead us. It's you.
Varkir turned sharply. He frowned, not understanding.
To where, Numeon?
Nocturne.
Slowly shaking his head, Varkir began to rise.
I see you are still deluded. I had hoped that the gauntleted hand seizing his wrist stopped Varkir from finishing.
He first looked at it, and then Numeon.
Unhand me, Artellus, he said calmly but firmly. This self-destructive dream has gone on long enough. The dead in our crematoria are testament to it.
Look,
Numeon urged, holding the chaplain fast as he gestured to the brazier.
Look into the flame, Varkir.
I have done so countless times. There is nothing, only fire.
He looked down at his wrist again.
Now release me, brother,
he said behind a barrier of clenched teeth.
I can no longer be a party to this madness.
You saw the unbound flame.
Seeing he had the chaplain's attention, he let him go.
That proves nothing. I beheld a flame, an endless fire that raged eternal. I saw the Immolus, that which devours all,
he said, quoting from the Promethean Creed,
an ending to all things.
And from that flame, chaplain, what does the creed tell us?
From every end there is rebirth, the circle of fire. It does not mean Vulcan will return. It could have 100 other interpretations.
Have you considered you could not see Vulcan because you were seeing something else? Because you were meant to see something else?
Speak plainly, brother, or I will leave and recommend you are relieved of command.
The endless fire that devours all things, said Numeon, is death fire, the mountain of Nocturne, the rage eternal. It is the Immolus, chaplain. That is what you saw.
For a moment, Varkir's conviction wavered and he frowned.
I don't understand.
Look again, asked Numeon. Before we hurl our bodies and our souls back into the storm, look into the fire, he said,
and heard the words of Magnus echoed back at him. Varkir knelt back down. He looked into the fire.